The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is The Friendship Reset. As the pandemic forced people to manage a myriad of emotional changes, many friendships suffered too. Now is a great time to figure out how to fix them or move on. Noel points out that it's possible to proceed with a friendship while putting new expectations in place. The key is to be honest and stand firm. We have to take ownership of our boundaries without becoming insecure or afraid of how the other person is going to receive it, she says. While months have passed since Hawkins and her pal were in each other's presence, they still communicate by text and phone calls. Recently, he began mulling over the idea of getting vaccinated, but for now, they remain friends at a distance. We know our friendship is strong enough that we can always reach out to each other, Hawkins says, though I'm not going to talk to him about certain issues because I know where he stands. I won't cut him off completely because I still value our 5 years of friendship and memories we've made. The next article is titled Ignite Joy. Let HGTV host and home buying expert Egypt Sherrod be your guide as you make room for more enjoyment in your life this year. Today, HGTV host, media personality, and real estate broker Egypt Sherrod radiates positively and feel-good vibes as she welcomes her social media supporters to join her in conversation about self-love and life challenges. But she wasn't always so at peace. Back in the early 2000s, at the height of her decade-long on-air radio career in New York City, Sherrod realized that despite her success, there was an emotional void at her center. The Philadelphia native would walk red carpets for gala events, only to return home and cry herself to sleep. She felt as if she was merely existing, recognizing that the glamour of the entertainment world and a resume filled with accolades did not fulfill her. She knew she had to make a change. I unsubscribed from society's definition of success, measuring a person's value by their bank account, by their degree, and by their resume, she says. She began to focus instead on the one truth that could help her better align with her inner peace. Our self-worth cannot be connected to our net worth, she explains. We are the sum of our deeds, our thoughts, and our intentions, period. After embarking on her own journey to find more joy in life's little moments, the wealth educator and author had an epiphany. She realized that in order for her clients to have multiple streams of income, they would need to have multiple streams of happiness too. You cannot build and sustain riches if you cannot build and sustain a balanced sense of well-being, which is true wealth, says Sherrod. She turned this insight into a new tool to help others. Her Ignite Joy 90-Day Alignment Planner. Her hope is that by using the planner, her clients will be able to shift from merely checking off a list of goals to practicing gratitude, alignment, and intention setting, designed to help us make measurable changes in our overall spiritual health. The planner includes a purpose alignment map, which Sherrod says will help us achieve a constant state of joy throughout the day. Happiness is fleeting. Joy is everlasting, she explains. Here, Sherrod shares her best advice for getting onto a path of purpose and seeking more joy in this new year. Set intentions. How we spend our time can bring us joy, so it's important to set intentions in order to know where to put our energy. One way Sherrod sets hers is by asking herself the following questions. How does spending my time in this way help me leave a legacy? How does it enrich my life or the lives of others? Sherrod suggests that it's equally important to understand what will make us feel whole and purposeful as we go through our day. Welcome change. As we enter a new year, the HGTV host advises that being open to change can bring fresh opportunities and motivation, which can create more joy in our lives. It can facilitate pivotal moments in our lives where we transcend and even change the energy around us, she says. To move past any resistance to change, she suggests we shift our mindset to gratitude and abundance and be the change we need. Seek to forgive. Sometimes toxic seeds are planted within us that can shape our relationships and experiences. Some things are so deep-rooted they actually become a part of our behavioral patterns, and we don't even realize it, says Sherrod. The lifestyle enthusiast suggests that we unearth the attitudes and beliefs that block us from being our best selves so we can begin to heal from the inside out. Lift your vibration. Stay conscious of the energy around you and whether it is lifting you up rather than pulling you down. The way Sherrod sees it, from the people we interact with to our daily activities, it's essential to know how outside energy affects us. Seek people, relationships, and circumstances that feed your energy and that lift your vibration, she insists. Woosa. The next article is titled Pulmonary Embolism Explained. A cardiologist tells us what we need to know to prevent a life-threatening blood clot in the lungs. According to the CDC, as many as 900,000 people per year, including celebrities like the late Heavy D, Serena Williams, NeNe Leakes, and Mark Lamont Hill, have been afflicted with PE. We asked Rachel Marie Bond, MD, board-certified preventive cardiologist, to help us better understand the condition. Essence asked the question, how do blood clots like DVT occur? Rachel Marie Bond, MD, responded, you can get a blood clot if you have certain medical conditions that affect how your blood clots or prevent your blood from flowing normally. These include a hereditary clotting disorder, cancer, an underlying heart condition that may affect the proper pumping of your heart and thus affect your circulation, and any type of inflammation. Due to an underlying inflammatory disorder, injury, and or infection. It may also happen in women on birth control pills or in people on any form of hormone therapy, especially if they also smoke cigarettes. Pregnancy also increases pressure in the veins and may make women more vulnerable to developing blood clots. Similarly, being overweight or obese may increase the pressure in the veins and place one at a higher risk of developing blood clots. A blood clot in your legs may also happen if you don't move for a long period of time, such as after you have surgery or an accident that affects your circulation. Essence asks the question, is the main sign of a PE difficulty breathing? Bond responded, this is a very common warning sign or symptom that would typically come on suddenly. Other symptoms include chest pain or discomfort that worsens when you take a deep breath or when you cough, feeling lightheaded or dizzy, possibly even to the point of fainting, having a rapid pulse, experiencing rapid breathing, and in certain circumstances, coughing up blood may also be warning signs. Essence asks the question, what are some ways to prevent DVT and PE from happening? Bond responded, measures to prevent DVT include avoiding sitting still for long periods. If you're sitting for a while, do not cross your legs, as that can block blood flow. Ask about your family history, especially in your immediate family. Although rare, sometimes clotting issues can be inherited. If you're traveling a long distance by car, drink lots of water and make stops to walk around. If you're on a plane, stand or walk at least once every 2 hours. Try leg exercises and consider the use of compression stockings, which improve overall circulation. Do not smoke, especially if you are actively using hormone therapy, such as birth control pills. And lastly, keep a healthy lifestyle through exercise, a well-balanced diet, and weight management. The next article is titled, Your Best Body Yet. Whether you have 15 pounds to lose or 50, shedding unwanted weight takes resilience and hard work. Meet 4 inspiring women getting it done and celebrating themselves. Take back control. Monique Collier, 32, Fort Washington, Maryland. In 2010, fitness trainer Monique Collier was in college and at an emotional low point. She tipped the scale at 242 pounds. Her heaviest and her family regularly teased her about her weight. She'd also just gone through a rough breakup, with her ex telling her she was too fat to ever attract someone else. Then Collier's doctor dropped yet another bomb when she was diagnosed with polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, a hormonal condition that she soon learned could have been one reason for her weight gain. That's when Collier decided to take back control of her life. Her strategy was to heal emotionally. I didn't want to focus anymore on what other people thought of me, she explains. I had to figure out what I wanted for me and how I was going to deal with my body. By shifting her perspective to things within her control, she ultimately dropped more than 85 pounds through exercise and healthy eating. In 2013, Collier began documenting her progress on social media and sharing workout advice with friends. 6 years later, she decided to become a full-time personal trainer, helping clients reach their goals even as her own journey continued. Tomorrow isn't promised, she reflects, but we can take care of ourselves for the time we have so that we can feel better. Give yourself grace. Janae Blackman, 28, Halifax, Nova Scotia. Like so many working moms, government clerk Janae Blackman had tried many different popular diets over the years to help combat her post-baby weight gain. Some worked for a while, but the weight always came creeping back. Then Blackman started listening to her body. "I had some stomach issues," she explains. "I realized that this wasn't normal. Then I shouldn't be feeling sick all the time." Her tummy problems were also causing her to miss out on spending quality time with her kids, now ages 3 and 4. "I was tired of feeling gross and not having the energy to play with them," she recalls. Blackman weighed 315 pounds when she started focusing on getting healthier through exercise. Now, with the help of a personal trainer and her support system, her mom and her best friend, she's down to 256 pounds and counting. Working out and eating mindfully helps Blackman to de-stress and feel clearer and more relaxed. Her best advice? "Go easy on yourself. Take it one day at a time," she says. "Focus as much as you can on that one day. And if you go off track or don't exercise that day, there's always tomorrow." Find what works. LaMonda Pete, 29, Roseville, Georgia. "My knees were killing me," LaMonda Pete says of the time when she weighed over 300 pounds. She had tried the fad diets, counted calories, and practiced healthy meal prep, but nothing was working for her body. In 2017, she worked up the courage to go in for a weight loss surgery consultation. Even after learning that getting a vertical sleeve, a minimally invasive procedure during which the size of the stomach is reduced, is common, Pete hesitated. "I thought, I haven't tried hard enough yet. I need to put in more work before I actually make this decision," she recalls. She hired a personal trainer and lost 25 pounds in 7 months, but she remained frustrated by her slow progress. In 2019, she finally decided to get the surgery. Her post-surgery routine requires attention to portion control and an exercise plan that includes lifting weights. People think weight loss surgery is the easy way out, but it is not, says Pete, who's now down 155 pounds and blogs about her surgery journey. "There's a lot you must do, and remember, it's a whole lifestyle change for me, but it was the best decision I could have made for myself." Stay the course. Summer Bailey, 31, Atlanta. Summer Bailey hit a major personal milestone during the pandemic. She became a WW, formerly Weight Watchers, lifetime member by reaching and maintaining her weight loss goal. Bailey, a physician, had joined the program in January 2020, hoping to lose the weight she gained during her medical residency as a way to inspire her patients. 2 months later, the pandemic hit. "I thought, okay, I can use this time during lockdown to eat and drink and lose the progress I've made, or I can just keep working at it," she recalls. Bailey started attending meetings virtually and continuing to work the program, dropping 45 pounds. "By my 30th birthday, I wanted to be my driver's license weight of 120 again," she says, adding, "and that's where I am now." The next article is titled Right on Time. Journalist Rochelle Carey's road to motherhood was longer than she had anticipated, but the timing led her to her adopted son, Avery. Rachelle Carey always knew she wanted to have a baby when the time was right. The Emmy Award-winning broadcast journalist was focused on her career and not yet married. Before she knew it, she was 43 years old and her biological clock was ticking. In my mind, I kept thinking, I will get married and then I'll have a baby. But that never presented itself, Carey says now. Then it came to that. Okay, I need to be more intentional about this because it's not just happening in the order that you're raised to think it's supposed to happen. Carey decided to freeze her eggs to buy herself more time. She didn't end up using the frozen eggs until 3 years later when she was 46. Partly due to her age, she hadn't been able to produce a large number of eggs, and her first in vitro fertilization procedure using a sperm donor was unsuccessful. She considered trying again, but the cost was prohibitive, and the chance of her actually becoming pregnant slim. Though disappointed, she remained hopeful. The next year, Carey started researching adoption options. At the time, she was living in Qatar, which presented a few hurdles. Those seeking to adopt are responsible for hiring a social worker. If she were living in the U.S., she could have more easily found a social worker to conduct her home study, a comprehensive screening of prospective adoptive parents that must occur prior to approval for adoption. Living overseas, she ended up using one who was based in Germany and whom she had to fly to Doha to complete the inspection. Another challenge was finding a U.S. agency that would work with her despite the fact that she lived abroad. Miraculously, she was able to get on the waiting list of an agency in Texas and was approved to become an adoptive parent in late 2018. But after a couple who was giving up their baby for adoption declined, most likely because she lived too far away, I think I was probably more disappointed about that then I had been about the IVF not working. Carey says, I knew the IVF was a long shot and I prepared myself for that. But with this letdown, I was kind of like, this is going to be harder than I thought. Even so, she remained positive. She started to consider whether she needed to move back to the States. I tried to tell myself that the right baby would find me, she says. And that's what ended up happening. In 2020, Carey left her job as an English anchor and moved back to the hometown of Houston so that she could finally adopt. And in March 2021, she received a call from the adoption agency she was working with, saying that a birth mother who had a 6-week-old baby was interested in meeting her. Carey drove to Dallas to meet the birth mother the very next day. She knew at once that little Avery was the baby she'd been waiting for. The following morning, Carey told the agency that she wanted to adopt him, and within 4 days, he was home with her. Since then, Avery, who is now 1 year old, and Carey, who turned 50 in October, have been living with her parents in their guest house in Houston. If you told me that at 50 years old, I would be a single mom living in my parents' guest house, I would think that I had screwed up my life, says Carey, laughing. But actually, everything turned out perfectly, so it's the exact opposite. The next article is titled Celeb Launch. These celebs show that not only can they shut down a red carpet, but they also know a thing or two about skincare. Toni Braxton, with the launch of her skincare brand Nude Sugar in 2021,
Braxton released Nude Sugar the Cream, $45, Ulta.com, a body blend crafted with some of the most nourishing oils out there. Your skin will thank you. Lori Harvey, Skin by LH, spelled SKNBYLH. Skin by LH made quite the splash upon its arrival in 2021. The vitamin C serum, $50, skinbylh.com, made with added botanical extracts, is the easiest way to achieve a glow like Harvey's. Alicia Keys, much like the singer herself, Keys Soul Care prioritizes beauty from the inside out. The Keys Soul Care Obsidian Facial Roller, $25, Ulta.com, is just one of many products from the brand that merges self-care and skincare. The next article is titled, If You Like Coconut Oil or Olive Oil. If you find yourself reaching for coconut oil or olive oil, Lal advocates switching to a moisturizer like La Roche-Posay Lipikar Balm AP+, which he says can keep skin nourished for up to 72 hours. It has good ingredients like ceramides and prebiotics that help to normalize the skin's microbiome, he explains. He recommends it for anyone struggling with acne because it helps to regulate the bacteria on the skin. It also has that thick, silky texture that oil lovers are used to without any of the greasy residue. If you like cocoa butter or shea butter, for fans of cocoa and shea butter, Lal likes another classic, Vaseline. Believe it or not, petroleum jelly doesn't clog your pores, he says. Plain petroleum jelly is an occlusive, meaning it creates a protective barrier on the skin without sinking in. This differs from oils, which penetrate the sebaceous glands and clog pores. If you're looking for a more lotiony option, he suggests Vani Cream, which is formulated specifically for sensitive skin. It's awesome for people who have dry skin, says Lal. It still gives skin that shine, and is spelled VaniCream. Vani Cream.
Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.